Our next speaker is Terry Fletcher. Terry is a theater major from Pullman, Washington. Terry?
And we're back. Welcome back, everyone. We have seen an amazing game this afternoon. We're here in the fourth quarter with the Pioneers down by 6. The offense is just coming onto the field now for what will probably be the last possession of the game. It'll be 1st and 10 from their own 20-yard line. The quarterback takes the snap. You know, I've always been suspicious of metaphors, especially metaphors for life. Life is a grindstone. Whether it grinds us down or polishes us up depends on us. Oh, no. Life is like a hot bath. It feels good while you're in it, but the longer you stay in, the more wrinkled you get. No, life is like a turtle. You won't get very far unless you stick out your neck.
No, life is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're gonna get. Humorous or inspiring as they may be, I've always felt confined by them. They aren't telling me what life is. They're showing me a box. They're trying to make me be something maybe that I'm not. And if I've learned anything here at Lewis and Clark, is that you can't put people into boxes, especially the people sitting right here. None of them can be put into a single category of hippie, hipster, athlete, trendy outdoorsy bro with dreads, gamer, which reminds me, my least favorite metaphor, the game of life. Oh, that's gotta hurt. That'll be another 5-yard penalty and bring up 4th and long for the Pios. This could be the game right here, folks. That all comes down to the next play. Games have rules. They have penalties, restrictions, and ways you're supposed to go about doing anything. Life doesn't fall prey to these petty pitfalls. Sure, there are laws, but unlike the rules of a game, you can fight against laws. You can stand in the rain against injustice. You can camp downtown for inequality, for equality, hopefully. You can sing in Arabic to demolish tyranny. From downtown Portland to downtown Casablanca, we have been there. We have challenged the practices of this world, this nation, and even this very campus time and time again, because we know that all rules have exceptions and that there is never only one way to do things. Just as there's no such thing as a right way to go through life, there's no such thing as the kind of experience you're supposed to have at LC. Some of us have started our own clubs, spent a whole year abroad. Some of us just spend every weekend going on college outdoors trips. Here, you can reach out to the greater Portland community, or you can just spend a lifetime profiting from the resources here on campus. You can dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind, because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, then they're no friends of mine. That's right. But seriously, whether you take 21 credits or 12, there is no wrong way to go through LC. We've all taken different paths till now, and we'll continue to through life. It's what sets us apart. People will tell you there's only one way to do things. How you have to get a job, you have to start a family, how a theater degree isn't going to get you anywhere in life. But if we know anything, it's that there's never only one path. And the rules that are out there are more of what you'd call guidelines. Oh my goodness, that was an amazing play. That's one for the highlight reel, but even so, the clock's winding down and the Pios still have 40 yards to go for a touchdown. Will they make it before the end of the game? Games have endings. Life goes on. Sure, we all die, but our legacies live on. And more importantly, we must remember that we are the legacies of others. Our accomplishments will forever reflect brightly on our families, friends, and the teachers who have shaped us. As we rise to confront the great maladies of our time, we carry them with us every day, just as every day they carried us. As we fight for the minds of the future, we are ever stronger for those who fought for our future. As we step forward into our new lives, be they in offices, fields, classrooms, or just telling bad jokes on stage, we're informed and enlightened by those who have helped us. The wonderful relationships that we have built with faculty, staff, and community members here will not end, but will continue to support us throughout our lives. It has been said that your life is a comedy or a tragedy, just depending on where you stop the movie. I don't think that the movie or the game should ever end. Just as we have been deeply moved and challenged by our mentors here, and powerfully supported by our loved ones, we shall march on to support, move, and challenge others. It's here where we must leave our lovely football game. I'll tell you a little secret. The Pios win. Shouldn't be a big surprise. We did go 7-2 this season. We'll turn now to a game that may seem a little strange, but is perhaps a little more representative of our time. And we're back. Welcome back, everyone. We've got an amazing game going on right now. The class of 2012 is just about to take the field. They only have a few months left until the end of the world, and they have horrible field position. The climate's changing, there's a war brewing in the Middle East, and the jobless economy has backed them right up against their own end zone. Here comes the snap. The quarterback, Mr. Education himself, hands it off to one of the environmentalists who leads a green initiative straight through the gap in the defensive line of greenhouse gases for a gain of 7. Talk about a hole in the ozone. 2nd and 3, the quarterback's looking downfield, and he throws. As he does, a perfect chord is struck as he connects with one of the musicians on the 34-yard line, or should I say the 3-4-yard line. It seems she was only able to get open thanks to a hypnotic block from one of our Freudian psychologists. That defensive lineman will be seeing cigars for a while. And here comes the snap, a quick pitch to a historian who winds back time and just walks straight through the defense for a gain of 8. I think that was hard. Try taking historical materials. 2nd and 2, here comes the snap. Quarterback is looking to pass, but he can't find an open man. They all seem tied up by this friggin' crushing debt. Oh, sacked by number 8.3% unemployment for a loss. Oh, that's gotta hurt. That'll bring up 3rd and long for the class of 2012. With a political rallying cry, the QB hands off to IA, who diplomatically spins back to Poli-Sci, who sends a power shift to CS with a persuasive block from RHMS. Makes it just short of the first down, taken out by the cost of living. It's an alphabet soup out there, folks. Faculty calls a timeout from the sidelines after an insightful discussion of the meaning of game and a nod to how far I'm stretching this metaphor. Faculty gives the students an inspiring speech about the wonderful things that life does have to offer and the places they're going, but not before they're reminding them they have a paper due on Friday. No, seriously, all of you have a paper due on Friday about the greater implications of your graduation. You think I'm kidding? Class of 2012 is back on the field. They seem oddly confident on what might be the last play of the game of their life. Maybe they know something we don't, that win or lose, they're headed off into the real world filled with war, danger, and poverty, but armed with the greatest weapon of all, potential. Who knows what they'll do? There's the snap. The quarterback steps back to throw a nice safe pocket made of family and friends. He's looking, and he lets it fly deep, but there's no receiver anywhere near. Did he just throw away the game? Wait a second. Zooming in from around the world with a little particle acceleration from our physicists. We have the international community, the students from abroad, all of the alumni. They're filling the end zone. The ball is caught. Pios win! Not because they followed all the rules. Pios win! And not because they fit into traditional boxes. Pios win! And not because the game is even over yet. It's just beginning. Pios win because we fight every day and will continue to fight for what we believe in. No matter what anyone else thinks of our unique way of doing things. Pios win! Congratulations, everyone.